Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Thursday, the 17th day of March, 2011. We're going to be here at least for the next 3 hours live. Now, Dr. Doug Rocky is undergoing medical treatment, a nuclear physicist in his own right, former head of the Pentagon's DU program and radiation testing safety program for the entire Army. But he wrote the Pentagon program on DU itself. He was both the head of the Pentagon program and the Army program. Is unable to join us. He should be able to join us next week. He's had over 30-plus surgeries from DU exposure. He's there at the VA hospital in D.C. You need to pray for him. But he did give us his colleague's name and number, who it turns out is one of the most prestigious people out there working and reporting for BBC, you name it. Dr. Chris Busby will be joining us today, and he's tracking the government and private radiation monitors in the Pacific, in the Aleutians, in Alaska, and here in the United States. The New York Times did confirm that the United Nations and federal government expect for radiation to make landfall sometime tomorrow in Southern California. The jet stream, that like a snake, winds around the earth. The band that goes over Japan moves between northern United States, southern Canada, and southern California. It moves back and forth. The band that went over 6 days ago when the meltdowns began at Fukushima complex, again, it's moving north and south, back and forth. That band that was over Japan 6 days ago will now be reaching the United States tomorrow and coming in around Southern California. Though it will then, if it follows past forecast, will start moving north again over Oregon, Washington State, and southwestern Canada. The lighter radiation was released in the first 2 days, obviously, Friday and then into Saturday, and then Fukushima 1 blew up. Obviously, the big release was Fukushima number 3 blowing sky high with hundreds of thousands of spent fuel rods stored on top of the building, ejected into the atmosphere. That should be arriving Sunday or Monday. And again, we don't know where the jet stream will be exactly, but it's forecast to move north at that point. So the first radiation that's going to be hitting is forecast by the New York Times to be light. The problem is we reported on this yesterday. Kurt Nimmo did. It was some of the crew in there that pointed out that Japan in the Fukushima prefecture and surrounding states was, and we'll show that map on screen, was not reporting from the worst hit areas 5 days in. They're still not reporting. We'll put that map up live time. They're still not reporting in those key areas. Again, most of it's being blown out to sea. If you look south, though, you see the red area where they are reporting high levels of radiation, but they're saying that they're under survey and still collating data from the Fukushima area and north of there. And we wrote the article, Governments, Corporations Push Cover-Up of Japanese Nuclear Nightmare, and a data map of radiation levels in Japan posted by the Target Map website has omitted information from the Fukushima prefecture, that's the state, where nuclear reactors are currently melting down. Now, this morning, we posted this yesterday afternoon when the show was still running. Not bragging, I'm just showing we know what we're talking about here. We are a very credible source of information, not because we're smart, but because we're not lying to you. We're following historic nuclear fallout patterns, cover-up patterns, reportage patterns. USA Today does report the Japanese government radiation report for the 47 states Wednesday had notable omission. Fukushima ground zero and the surrounding areas about 100 kilometers in all areas. There is a cover-up, but the cover-up expands into our own government. Radiation set to make landfall in T-minus less than 24 hours, Southern California.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the situation is deteriorating quickly, obviously. The New York Times, talking to multiple government sources, The U.S. Department of Energy, the International Atomic Energy Agency at the United Nations are all confirming that they expect radiation to hit the Aleutian Islands today and to hit Southern California tomorrow. Now, remember, this is the radiation from Friday's Fukushima leak, which did report moderate levels of three different isotopes, strontium, cesium, and a radioactive isotope of iodine. Those are nothing. They're very toxic, very radioactive, but nothing compared to uranium and plutonium. From looking at it, knowing that 600,000 plus rods were stored there when Fukushima 1 blew up Saturday, that radiation will be arriving a few days after the radiation from Friday, or as early as a day after. We're talking about Saturday. The jet stream winds like a snake around the world, but it's one stream. The stream that goes directly over Japan is the stream that moves north to south. It varies in a weather pattern. From Southern California is as southerly as it generally goes. Sometimes it goes into northern Mexico. And then it goes as high as Alaska. It moves back and forth. The band that was going over Japan on Friday when Fukushima first was hit by the 9.1 earthquake and the tsunami that knocked out its diesel power and its emergency battery power, as well as its primary electrical power line power, It was going over Fukushima when it had leaks that are nothing compared to what's happened since then. So that's the first radiation that's getting here. Weather forecast following past models believe that the jet stream will start moving in the next few days more northerly. And that's bad news for Oregon, Washington State, and southern Canada. So it's going to start moving now more to the north, reportedly in the next few days after that first radiation reportedly makes landfall. The mainstream media will seize on the low-level radiation readings tomorrow and say, see, no big deal, not pointing out that the bigger explosions and the internal containment vessels got breached on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, through Thursday with continual fires and explosions. ABC News reported the Japanese government stated yesterday, we read the quotes on air, that the explosions and radiation is so high that they morally don't even want to send in the Fukushima 50 who have said they're willing to die. They have 180 men in 50-person rotations going in. It's also being reported by mainstream news that we pointed out 2 days ago. Where are Japanese robots? The Japanese are robot crazy. Where are the robots at Fukushima? Well, the truth is robots just can't get the job done at their current developmental stage that humans can, though robots also have trouble operating in radiation as well. So does camera equipment, you name it. And the radiation is obviously rising off the charts. That's why on Monday when Fukushima 3, the plutonium-based system blew sky high with hundreds of thousands of rods stored on top of the building, ejected into the sky, not just the containment area breached, but those rods ejected into the sky. That's when the USS Ronald Reagan hauled tail out of the area and U.S. troops were ordered to pull back and not be involved in the relief effort. Now, here is the key. The Japanese are covering up the radiation levels in the two prefectures or the states surrounding Fukushima. Most of the radiation from weather patterns is going out to sea. That's good for Tokyo. The winds change just for a few hours, as you know, on Tuesday, sparking millions to try to flee the 37-plus million metro area of Tokyo. Then the winds change Tuesday night, Wednesday, into today, straight to the east, out over the ocean, with the jet stream going west to east, directly towards the United States. So, the first radiation, the New York Times reports, is set to be hitting the Aleutian Islands today and the southern west coast of the United States, Southern California, tomorrow, with the jet stream set as it moves up and down, south to north, on a daily basis to, as the worst radiation comes in, moving more towards the north. Or it may stay on Southern California, and that is one of the worst-case scenarios reported on Monday and Tuesday by a meteorologist, is that if that radiation comes in, as you know, with the smog, with the mountains to the east of San Diego and Los Angeles and other areas, that it will trap the radiation over the city. If I lived, as a precaution, I personally, if I lived in Los Angeles or in that area hemmed in by the mountains, by the high desert, where you have the jet stream that comes in and then builds up and then turns north there because of the mountains and runs up the mountain range, I would calmly be heading southeast. I would be going into Arizona. I would be going into Texas. I would be going into Mississippi and Louisiana. I will be honest with the audience. I am not leaving the United States. But I don't sit here and take a government that covered up Chernobyl, that covered up Three Mile Island, when this clearly is now dwarfing it. Make no mistake, there's been multiple total meltdowns, fires in the reactors, fuel rods, 600,000 of them thrown every way you can imagine, fires in every containment facility. That place is a total nightmare. And what happens is you get moderate exposure, and then your child who's 8 years old gets leukemia when they're 18. Or your two-year-old gets leukemia when they're seven. And we know, and this is even in the New York Times and Associated Press, that an estimated 1 million people in the last 25 years have died from complications in Europe from Chernobyl. In an article that is extremely detailed and extremely important by Paul Joseph Watson that must be gotten out to everyone. U.S. government cannot be trusted on radiation plume. We have the animated government map of what happened in 1986 in Europe. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we're going to be playing that video over the audio while I'm speaking here. We'll start rolling that now, showing what happened in the 10 days after Chernobyl as it went out of Ukraine into Northern Europe, into Scandinavia, turned back west over England, over Germany, over France, and then settling in over Italy. For 6 months, the Italian government, I saw a comment in a news article, I pulled it up, it turned out it was true. For 6 months in Italy, they only ate frozen food from the United States and Asia. They would not feed in the schools, public and private, by government order, any fresh produce or milk products grown in Europe. And you can see the map on screen. All of Europe got a dose of it. All of Europe, Eastern Europe, and Russia got massive dose, and that is only over 10 days. It then circled the Earth at measurable levels for another 2 years. The red area you see is guaranteed death within a week to a year. The orange area, they're talking about decades taken off your life. The yellow area, many years taken off your life, increased cancers. Just absolutely incredible what happened with Chernobyl. Now, remember, Chernobyl was a smaller plant that only had one explosion and then fires for a day and then another 8 days of steam rising out of the reactor 4. The other reactors there did not explode and were not damaged. 1 million dead in the 25 years since 1986. 1 million dead. I'm going to be honest with you. We're talking to family right now, trying to find somebody to go with my wife and children and leave the United States perhaps for a month. You know why? Because I know radiation. I've studied it. I know the government's going to tell us everything's fine, and that those maps are going to be suppressed from the American people. And we're not going to be told how bad it is. And I'm not going to sit there and let my children huff uranium and plutonium and strontium and radioactive iodine and cesium. So I'm going to stay here and report. But I'm telling you right now, I'm watching the weather patterns. I'm going to watch what comes out from private radiation meters in California, in Washington, in Oregon, in southern areas of Canada, in Alaska, because some of the winds are also sending it up towards Alaska, in the Aleutians, and I personally will send my family to the Caribbean, because I'm not going to sit here and have my little darlings huffing that stuff like the Europeans did, period. Now, it will blow over. It'll get mixed in with sand and dirt, And then tends to get diluted. It's still radioactive for billions of years, but you have less of a chance of breathing it. But when rain hits in the next week across the United States after this radiation passes, believe me, folks, you don't want to be out there running around in the rain. You don't want to get any of this on you, because it will increase your cancer risk exponentially. And the government and the media is not going to tell you this. I'll guarantee you that they're not going to tell American school children, especially where it makes landfall in Southern California with those mountains blocking it in, to not eat the produce and drink the milk for a long period of time. There's not going to be testing of milk. Or if they do, it's going to be fake testing. Because the globalists have a long history, especially in the U.S., of covering everything up, including Three Mile Island, which was estimated a decade after, in the early 1980s, a decade after it happened in the early 1970s, to be at least 100 times what they had said. And that was on the East Coast. That blew out to sea. Most of that blew out to sea. Okay, what's happening in Japan is blowing out to sea directly towards us. Okay? Now, four reactors have blown sky high. 600,000 rods are in a state of disarray, ejected into the air, on fire. This is dwarfing Chernobyl conservatively. Dwarfing Chernobyl, and many experts are now saying that. Dr. Bob Bowman 3 days ago said this could easily dwarf Chernobyl. I want to get him to pop back in today. We do have a big expert coming on.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Due to the extreme conditions from the Japanese earthquake and the fallout of depleted uranium, HempUSA.org recommends new important products that are loaded with iodine, microplant powder, green life kelp powder, raw unprocessed red palm oil, and our 10% roll-on clear iodine that heals the skin and naturally puts iodine back into your entire body. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I want everybody to pay very close attention to what I'm saying. And Kurt Nimmo has written an article on this today that is at Infowars.com. In fact, I'll pull that up and put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For listeners who are radio listeners, just go to Infowars.com. The Japanese government, USA Today, has confirmed what we first reported yesterday is not, repeat, not reporting radiation levels from the two states surrounding Fukushima with the four reactors that are in a state of total bedlam. Headline, government corporations push cover-up of Japanese nuclear nightmare. Continuing with this news, the latest article at Infowars.com this morning, Pentagon cover-up of data on Fukushima disaster. It is not only the Japanese that have detectors in that area. The fleet is there. The troops are at Okinawa. The troops there with the NBC, nuclear, chemical, biological detectors, very high tech, are in Seoul and all over the Pacific area. We are now 6+ days into this unfolding disaster. 6.5 days ago, this began, and we have been given nothing from Fukushima that is blowing directly out to sea. Do you understand the treason? This is the same government that puts sodium fluoride in our water, knowing it causes bone cancer at 7 times the rate for men, 3 times for women. This is the same government that rolls out GMOs that every other country refuses. This is the same government that approves drugs on the market that other countries won't approve. They could care less about us. Again, the headline, Pentagon cover-up of data on Fukushima disaster. It is not only the Japanese doing this. As I told you yesterday, governments, corporations push cover-up of Japanese nuclear disaster. Kurt Nemo's article breaks down that our government, the Japanese government, and others are covering this up. They are not releasing the data. You've had 4 reactors blow sky high, 600,000 rods ejected all over the place, fires going intensely since Saturday, intensifying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, fires, smoke, continuing, radioactive. And now the U.S. military, this is the Wall Street Journal, at a glance, U.S. begins evacuations of Japan. The U.S. Department of State has authorized last night the voluntary evacuation of U.S. dependents of U.S. government personnel based in northeast Japan as concerns mounted about the levels of radiation emerging and emanating from the stricken Japanese nuclear reactors. As of yesterday morning, all the top experts said that if they don't contain this in 48 hours, it will be worse than Chernobyl. Ladies and gentlemen, it was worse than Chernobyl when the Mark I Fukushima 3 blew up in that big black mushroom cloud and ejected hundreds of thousands of fuel rods stored on the roof into the atmosphere. Okay? And again, New York Times, with quotes from Department of Energy and the United Nations, they expect radiation to hit the Aleutians. We went and looked at the Aleutian Island detectors. It says you got to register. We can't get in. We'll keep trying, but they're expecting that today. We know the government's clamping down on media. We saw that bizarre report out of Alaska, who would be one of the first to get it from some of the northerly winds, that they had detected it. In the article, they said that they hadn't detected it. We don't know what's going on. And we're going to have to rely on the private detector sites that are out there and organizations that we're creating lists of to post at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that's the prime directive to all my writers right now listening. Start collating large lists, because we link to just one as we've done. It crashes them, to all the private universities, public universities, private networks that are tracking radiation. We are seeing YouTube videos, but we don't know if they're real, of people in Southern California already showing a doubling in normal background radiation from the tabletop units that are hooked in to internet networks. That's also in Paul Joseph Watson's article, U.S. Government Cannot Be Trusted on Radiation Plume. And we'll put that article back on screen so you can see the USA Today Reuters/graphic. Again, USA Today actually posted the New York Times Reuters graphic. Radioactive plume, radiation from crippled, you mean blown up, Japanese reactors will be diluted as it travels across the Pacific Ocean, and at worst would have extremely minor health consequences in the U.S., the New York Times reported on Thursday. Well, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Because that's what they always say. They tell the troops there's no health effects from depleted uranium, which we know has been devastating, and a 12 to 15 times increase in cancers in cities like Fallujah in Iraq, where it's been used. And it is child's play compared to live plutonium, uranium, and other isotopes splattered into the atmosphere. So that's all coming up. We're going to be breaking it all down. There's also some type of leak in a reactor going on in Canada that we mentioned yesterday. There's more news on that we'll break down after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
Okay, Fox News is now reporting that the cooling has failed, and the emergency efforts have failed at Fukushima, and they're now accelerating the evacuation area. Fox News is now reporting that Japan quake, U.S. charters planes to help citizens leave. Again, government corporations push cover-up of Japanese nuclear nightmare. USA Today confirmed our report today that indeed the Japanese are not releasing the real radiation levels for several hundred mile circumference around Fukushima disaster site. We have all of those reports. We also have the Star out of Canada reporting that there is a demineralized water leak from the Pickering nuclear station. They're saying it's no threat. Up in Canada, Pickering nuclear plant leaked radioactive water is the AFP headline. Thousands of liters of radioactive water have been released into Lake Ontario as a result of an accident at a Canadian nuclear power plant. According to authorities, the event was a low-level regulatory event. Oh, since they said regulatory, it's okay. With only negligible effect to the environment and no public health implications, Ontario Power said in a statement. So just like they said at Three Mile Island,
same type of garbage on that front. Going back to Japan, we are watching the situation at the plants closely, said Daniel Poneman, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy, in announcing the evacuation directive. U.S. officials said the dependents of U.S. Defense Department officials based in Japan's northeast would also follow the State Department's authorization concerning the evacuation of dependents. Earlier Wednesday, the Obama administration recommended the evacuation of all American citizens. Get me that Fox News headline you told me about on screen, because I don't have that. Thank you so much. We do have a Dr. Chris Busby joining us. He's a British scientist and activist known for his work on the health effects of ionizing radiation, in addition to his academic appointments. Busby was the national speaker of the science, technology, and the scientific secretary of the European Committee on Radiation Risk. He's a chemist, and he will be joining us. He also has a PhD from the University of Kent in researching Raman spectroelectrochemistry, or dealing with the effects of radiation. So he's a radiation poisoning specialist in chemistry and radiology. He will be joining us. He's also one of the advisors to the BBC on nuclear power plant accidents and incidents. He'll be joining us coming up. Right before I went live for this latest segment, I was given some bombshell news and information dealing with Fox reporting that the cooling has failed in the emergency effort. So maybe we should just go to the front page of Fox News to see that information right now, because I was given that 2 seconds before I walked in here, and actually catching my breath dealing with that information right now. But we'll continue to collate all this information and post it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's also a lot of other news on the economic front. There's also a lot of U.S. news and Middle East news we're going to be breaking down. There's the headline, Confusion Over Nuke Cooling Mission. And it says, photos give an inside look of the crippled nuclear plant as Japanese officials appear at odds over whether helicopter and water cannon dumps on the earthquake ravaged facilities have been effective. Here's the headline, Japanese officials at odds if water dumps have crippled nuclear plant. Japanese officials are at odds of whether the water dumps on the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant today has worked, as high radiation levels have been detected 19 miles away. Remember, most of it's blowing out to sea towards us in the United States and Canada. A spokesman for the Tokyo Electric Power Company told Japan news agency NHK that it appears the mission was successful, while a spokesman for the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency says the water cannons failed in their attempt to cool the unit. There's still reports of smoke and fire when the water failed to reach its target from safe distances. Japanese military helicopters dumped water onto the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. I mean, when they pumped seawater in, that didn't work with massive amount of it. Little helicopter dumps, I don't think it's going to work. I hope it does. They went on to say crews tried unsuccessfully to douse the reactors with water. An official from the Tokyo Electric Power Company told Japan News that there is a greater possibility they will be able to fill the spent fuel rod pool from Unit 3 reactor. The pool requires 1,200 tons of water to be filled, but the power company official says you only need one-third of the amount to cover the spent fuel rods. But what about the hundreds of thousands splattered everywhere from the explosion? They're covering up the radiation levels. Our supposed military that's really there to guard the foreign banks when they loot us and rob us and take our pension funds and to suppress the states under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act if we try to take the country back legally and lawfully and constitutionally. They're not telling us what the radiation levels are. Not just the Japanese government. Not just Tokyo Power and Electric. They are not telling us. I called Congress yesterday. I called the White House. I was hung up on. They don't want to hear it. All I'm hearing about on our news is March Madness. As 6 days of radiation clouds make their way. The first stuff that's going to hit us is from the small leaks Friday, not the explosion Saturday at Fukushima 1, not the explosion Monday at Fukushima 3, not the explosions on Tuesday at Fukushima 2 and 4, not the spent fuel rods splattered into the atmosphere. Do you read me? And I've sent the Twitter question out, twitter.com/realalexjones. If you want to follow us there, send us any intel. I've read the mainstream news articles on air where meteorologists were particularly worried of the jet stream. It happened to be coming in at the time when the radiation reaches the U.S. in Southern California, in the L.A. area, where the mountains block. If you look at the normal activity of that jet stream coming in, where the jet stream bands around over Japan to the U.S., it hits Southern California and turns up and runs up the coast because the mountains block it. It comes in at a high altitude and lowers down to about 10,000 feet, and meteorologists have pointed out, and radiologists, that it will dump in and will concentrate over Los Angeles. Now, I said that days ago. Our guest said that days ago. Now, ladies and gentlemen, USA Today and the New York Times are both reporting exactly what we said. But with this background statement of you don't need potassium iodate and people being blocked from getting it when it does cover you with one of the number one things thrown off by these reactors, what we know has been released in massive amounts, radioactive iodine. Coming up in 20 minutes, we have a top radiation poisoning expert joining us. Great job, by the way, to the crew for getting that information. Here's what some of the Twitter commenters are saying. ODA I-1011 says, I would definitely evacuate Southern California. David Hanby says, in the next few days, Southern California will become a very bad place to be. But see, they almost make it like it's kooky to warn people. Should I even call Charlie Sheen up, people I know in L.A., and tell them about the news? I'm sure they're already reading InfoWars and Prison Planet. Haven't talked to them in a few days. In the next few days, Southern California will be a very bad place to be. Another one from Pablo Guerra. I think you're overreacting, Alex. Japan is way too far away from California. Well, sir, go to Paul Joseph Watson's article, U.S. Government Cannot Be Trusted on Radiation Plume, with a government released graph years ago of what radiation detectors picked up in just the 10 days after Chernobyl. All of Western Europe, much of Eastern Europe and Russia covered. There is the New York Times / Reuters graphic put together with information by the U.S. Weather Service, the Department of Energy, and the United Nations. And you see the plume reaching with orange level. The highest is red, then orange. It's got a graph of the rads there. In fact, roll down so I can read it, please. I actually have it printed out in front of me. Thank you. Relative levels of radiation. Red being high and dangerous. Orange being somewhat dangerous with long-term exposure. Yellow being moderate increases, but not considered overall to be extremely life-threatening. Now, there you see orange and the darker yellow hitting Southern California with an orange blob right over Los Angeles. Why did the meteorologists say that? Because they've done pollution tests over and over again from the stuff that comes out of Chinese and Japanese coal-powered plants and other systems. And there's been big complaints about the fact that they don't have scrubbers in China. Same jet stream goes over China than Japan. And they're always picking up high levels of lead, arsenic, and other things from the dirty coal plants hitting and building up. It comes in out of the Pacific and hits those mountains and dumps into L.A. Everybody knows that. There's the New York Times Reuters graphic, an orange dot directly over Los Angeles. And they then show it going on in to the Rockies and over Colorado. I watch the jet stream live time and satellite feeds. We've shown them to you here. And generally, it hits and turns up the coast running up that mountain range into Canada. So I don't know why they're showing that. To me, it does, but I'm not going to argue with their meteorologist. The point is that, okay, I'm overreacting. You know what? I'll tell you something, Pablo Guerra Fuster. I hope that you are 100% right. Please, please be right, sir. I hope I'm wrong. I hope USA Today is wrong. I hope Reuters is wrong. I hope the New York Times is wrong. Okay? The fact is they've been whitewashing how bad this is, and the Pentagon's got readings out to sea. That's why the aircraft carriers raced away Monday when the Mark I Fukushima number 3 blew up. Here's another one. I would start a plan to stay out of on the other side of the Rockies for a bit. That is west of the Rockies with that radiation coming in from the east. to the West. Look, I don't know what to say at this point. I love my children. I try to do everything I can for them. I don't want them to be gone for 2-3 weeks. But I've looked at maps. Southern Caribbean's the place to be. I don't want to send my wife alone with my children. I've got to try to wrangle up somebody in the family that wants to go with them and chaperone them and help them. I'm going to stay here. And I haven't decided to do this yet. I won't have much time, though. Friday, Saturday, as the first radiation that was limited from Friday hits, they forecast to try to gauge it. But we know what's coming from Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. It just keeps on a coming. They estimate that for 10 days there was off-gassing from Chernobyl. 1 million people, the New York Times estimates from the UN and the EU monitors, have died from cancers and leukemias associated with this. How will I feel 20 years from now if one or more of my children, and because of the U.S. at 300 above ground, the rest of the country is about 200, it's over 500 combined, according to the encyclopedia, according to Los Alamos Laboratory. Why do you think cancer has gone up so much since then? Because they did that. But a nuke dissipates a lot of its radioactive isotopes. A reactor is far worse. And people are saying, hey, Japan's thousands of miles away. Don't you understand that they've had plants blowing up sky high 3,000 feet or more and then drifting tens of thousands of feet on the news, out to sea, smoking now for 6 days towards us? Don't you understand that I told everybody, on 9/11, the news said, there's nothing wrong with the dust, it's safe. On 9/12/2001, 9/13, the head of the EPA, Christina Todd Whitman, came out and said, the air is safe to breathe, we've done the test. Now, it turned out 3 years later, it got released via lawsuits that they knew it was deadly, that she said, we've got to tell people to stay out of here for months. And they said, no, we're opening the schools, we're opening the stock market. And I remember going on air that day and the day after and saying, don't listen to them. You've got to have breathing apparatus, asbestos, lead, mercury, arsenic, all that stuff. And I got laughed at. And I'm being laughed at again. It's so funny to laugh at me. It's so funny to say, I can't see any radiation. It's not going to reach here for the last 6 days. Shut up, Alex. It doesn't come across the Pacific Ocean. Now the media and the government are having to cover their butts, their hind ends, and they're saying, yes, some is going to get here probably tomorrow on the West Coast, coming in Southern California. Is first place it's going to make landfall, but it's not a problem. Here's more Twitter comments. This is by Kittens Tasty. I would leave California. NDNEIDWA, that's Washington. Heck, even the Northeast Coast. Here's Gail says, I'm in Santa Cruz, California, and I would if I could. Here's another one from Don Braxton. 100% yes. I've warned my friends there, and they just laugh. They can't say they weren't warned. Alex, if you are stuck in Los Angeles, what would you recommend? Stay indoors? Stay out of the rain? Absolutely. Just go search the term. We got a top radiation expert about to join us with normal precautions, but you'd seal up your windows. You'd go ahead now and change today all the filters in your air conditioning system. Not even though it won't be on, still it's coming in from the outside. That's a system that's got off vents to the outside. I would close your doors. When this stuff makes landfall, hope it blows over. Because, see, it's when it's coming in, it's so dangerous. Once it hits the dirt, it gets diluted. You still got a chance of breathing it later, but it's a lot lower chance. It's when it's coming in. You're outside in Southern California when this makes landfall, or on the West Coast, period. It's splattered all over because the winds are blowing to the north, east, east, southeast, then back to east now. So it's going to be just shooting all over the Pacific towards the United States. If I'm standing here at Fukushima looking out east towards the United States western seaboard and the lower 48, the wind was first going to the north, then it was going straight east, then it was going southeast. It's now been for 2 days back east. It's just blowing, 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 blowing. with just smoke going up, full of radiation up into the sky, admitted high levels, but they won't say how high. We've gotten reports from on aircraft carriers that Monday when Fukushima 1, 3 blew up, that the detectors just went off the charts, but the Pentagon's not releasing that. They're not telling us exactly what's coming our way. They're not telling us how to take precautions. They're saying radiation's coming because they know private detectors are going to pick it up. And so they're saying, don't worry about it. Go out, enjoy yourself, have a great day. And yes, if it rains Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, into next week, as long as these things burn, as long as they explode, as long as the meltdowns continue, and they say the big meltdowns could be coming, the total meltdowns of the contained cores, two of which have already been breached, they say, who knows what's going on? What they admit is horrible. Ah, it makes me mad to sit here and watch how we've been trained to live in denial. Ah, fluoride's good for you in the water. Ah, GMO's good for you. Ah, aspartame's good for you. Corn syrup's good for you. Ah, uranium, plutonium, a little bit of it's good for your bones. You know, I like to glow in the dark.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today,
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are we going to do what they say can be done? The Associated Press has been reporting since last night that NBC reporters, including one of their anchors, has tested positive for radiation. Bloomberg is reporting, and we're going to get this up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Tokyo passengers trigger U.S. airport detectors. New York Post is reporting radiation detectors at Dallas-Fort Worth and Chicago O'Hare. Remember, the military is worried about their personnel coming back. This stuff's so radioactive that they're carrying it on them. This is a huge disaster. 600,000 rods blown sky high in every direction on fire. Okay? All blowing out towards us. But they'll tell you everything's fine. Radiation detectors at Dallas, Fort Worth, and Chicago O'Hare airports were triggered when passengers from flights that started in Tokyo passed through customs. The New York Post reported they got nuke detectors in there. Tests at the Dallas-Fort Worth indicated low-level radiation in travelers. Just like the TSA told you, the scanners were low-level. It turns out they lied. USA Today last Friday. Luggage, so passengers' luggage and the aircraft's cabin filtration systems. No passengers were quarantined, the newspaper said. Yeah, just, we're not going to, they got all these multi-billion dollar containment systems. They have these public fear-mongering events where they do terror drills and everybody go out and get washed by the scrubbers to get the radiation off of them. But, oh, you actually have radiation? Oh, the plane has it? Oh, your luggage? You go on through with it. We're not going to confiscate your luggage and do you a favor so you don't kill your kids when you get home with it. Yeah, they'll die a decade from now from it. Go on through with it. Yeah, when there's an actual real threat, what does government do? Nothing. It's all about fear-mongering with things that aren't a threat to train you to do whatever they say. Test at Dallas-Fort Worth indicated low-level radiation in travelers' luggage and the aircraft's cabin filtration system. No passengers were quarantined, the newspaper said. What do you want to bet they put new passengers on those planes and have them take right back off? Don't want to panic, people. It wouldn't panic, folks, if you actually responded correctly to this, scrub those planes out. Details of the incident at O'Hare weren't immediately clear. Another incident in Chicago. So there you have it. Bloomberg, New York Post. Obama, 6 days into this, is to make a statement about Japan later today. Will you make a statement? I know everybody's calling the White House. That's good. Will you please make a statement about why the Pentagon hasn't released all the radiation monitor information from ships and bases in the area and aircraft we know have been flying through it? They lied yesterday and said a spy plane might fly through it today and get some heat signature photos to find out what's going on. This is absolutely incredible. This is absolutely amazing that this is all going on. Listeners have asked us to try to secure the medical-grade potassium iodate. We have found a source that it turns out I've known for more than a decade here in Texas, and my folks are dispatched there now to try to get a large amount of it. The place is small. It's a big outfit, but they've been swamped by so many calls and online orders that they can't even fulfill it, so we're going to try to team up with them and help them. We do have, as our nutritionist and pharmacist have said, the regular seaweed kelp-based system that doesn't give you the mega dose but gives you a good dose to give some partial protection to fill up the thyroid. Those are available at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I can't even say if we get the medical-grade stuff that you should take it. Read the insert. That's up to you to make the decision because it does have some side effects on its own, and some people are allergic to iodine. But you know if you're allergic to iodine because if you eat fish, you get sick. There's a lot of other ways to get high levels of iodine, shellfish and things like that. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I know what I'm doing. So we're working on all of that as well. We're going to go ahead and get that guest on, Dr. Chris Busby, right now. We're going to come back with this radiation expert who also advises the BBC on nuclear disasters to tell us what we can expect in his forecast. We'll continue to break down all the latest developments as they unfold. And then Dr. Bob Bowman, 3 degrees in nuclear physics, will be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.